Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, February 6th. Community members and school officials at Delta High School were saddened by the suicide of a student last Saturday night. The name and age of the student who committed suicide was not released to the media. Here's Delta County School District Assistant Superintendent Kurt Clay, who read a statement in a discussion with KVNF News on Monday.
Delta County School District is greatly saddened by the news of a student at Delta High School taking his life over the past weekend. Our love and support goes out to the family of this in this extremely difficult situation. Delta High School and multiple agencies work diligently to provide numerous interventions and supports to all students and families. Death by suicide is difficult to understand, especially because it is sudden and will never make sense. Delta High School and Delta County School District are working very closely with the Center for Mental Health, local law enforcement, and community members to create solutions for our youth and community as we move forward. We must unite as one community to take care of one another, to help people break the silence when someone is struggling, and to be the connection to spread hope, help, and strength to all corners of our school and community.
An emergency meeting of school officials was held on Sunday to gather resources and help console students and family members.
The meeting we held yesterday was between Delta County School District officials as well as the Center for Mental Health and local law enforcement. And again, we're just trying to create solutions for our youth and making sure that, and that meeting actually was twofold, to also make sure that we had enough support at the school today for our students. And make sure we had a good plan for all of our students today as they're in a time of grieving as well.
Stay tuned to KVNF News for more on this story as it develops. Politicians like Scott Tipton and Cory Gardner have voiced their support for relocating the headquarters of the Bureau of Land Management to Grand Junction, but concern is being raised about a possible move. According to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, Mesa County Commissioner Rose Pugliese said that Grand Junction might not be a suitable home for the BLM. Limited air service to the region is a primary problem, among others. Tipton and Gardner introduced legislation calling for the BLM to move from its Washington, D.C. home to one of the 11 western states that administer the agency's 250 million acres of public land. 48% of Mesa County is BLM land, making it a leading candidate for the move. The BLM would bring 400 jobs to the area if it moved to Grand Junction. As Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke undertakes a massive restructuring of the department, it's possible the move could be part of that process. Or, also possible, Grand Junction could provide regional offices for the Bureaus of Land Management and Reclamation, or for the Fish and Wildlife Service. Local officials continue to discuss the matter with Colorado's congressional delegation while the Trump administration works out how it will reorganize the Interior Department. In a related story from the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, the BLM is missing a leader more than a year into the Trump administration. Six directors for state offices of the BLM also remain vacant, including Colorado's. The BLM is an Interior Department agency whose chief is appointed by the President and confirmed by the Senate. At the moment, President Trump has yet to name a nominee for the job. The BLM is currently run by Deputy Director Brian Steed. The Colorado State Office is led by Acting Director Greg Shoup. In a related story, according to a press release, the Grand Mesa, Uncompahgre, and Gunnison National Forests Grand Valley Ranger District is seeking a new home in Grand Junction. The Forest Service is seeking a 15 to 20 year lease for the facility, including a yard to house 34 vehicles contiguous to the building and a parking area. The Forest Service would like the Ranger Station to remain located in the Grand Junction area to provide continued customer service to its stakeholders and economic support to the community. Kevin Grantham, the president of Colorado's Senate, refused to say whether he would make any punishment stemming from a sexual harassment investigation public. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
During a weekly media briefing with Capitol reporters, Grantham was asked what the public would find out about consequences for Senator Randy Baumgardner. He's the subject of a formal sexual harassment complaint.
I can't say one way or the other on that.
Last week, we broke the story that the independent group that spent 2 months investigating the complaint considered it credible. Leadership in the Senate will determine any punishment. It could range from doing nothing to more training to expulsion from the chamber. The Aurora Sentinel editorial board called for Baumgardner's resignation. Senate President Pro Tem Jerry Sonnenberg of Sterling was asked to weigh in during the briefing.
I'm here to talk about what I think is the important issues of the state, and that's roads, rural broadband.
The Senate president says he hopes to resolve the complaint soon. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Forecasters are predicting record low water levels in some of the West's most important rivers this spring. From KUNC, Luke Runyon has more.
Mountain snowpack eventually turns into the region's water supply. Without it, rivers and streams suffer. And right now, snowpack is at record lows in some areas. Forecasters at the Colorado Basin River Forecast Center in Salt Lake City are projecting the flows into Lake Powell, one of the largest human-made lakes in the country, to be just 47% of average. The lake is part of a reservoir system that supplies water to some 40 million people in the Southwest. Drought conditions continue to worsen throughout the entire Colorado River watershed. Portions of Arizona, Colorado, Utah, and Southern California are classified as being in severe to extreme drought. I'm Luke Runyon.
One deputy is dead and three other law enforcement officers were injured in Colorado Springs after an investigation into a car theft on Monday afternoon turned deadly. From member station KRCC, Andrea Chalfin reports.
A struggle with an adult male suspect resulted in shots fired, and 34-year-old Sheriff's Deputy Micah Flick was killed. In brief remarks at a local hospital, El Paso County Sheriff Bill Elder says the day was Flick's 11th anniversary with the department, and he'd been serving as a detective.
Deputy Flick was an outstanding member of my agency, and he will be missed.
Flick leaves behind a wife and 7-year-old twins. A civilian was also injured in the incident and taken to the hospital. The suspect died on scene. I'm Andrea Chalfin in Colorado Springs.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.